Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Welcome back to the whole chevra. Welcome back to Daniel and the entire Nachi. Welcome back. Vezi, welcome back. Shem and Shon, welcome home. I wanna do something this afternoon. Elio, Azriel. I want to do something this afternoon that I think Gaiva, arrogance is very, very bad. That I'm convinced. Arrogance is not good. Hashem's look at an arrogant person is Tayeva, is disgusting. Arrogance is disgusting. It's yuck. Arrogance. So I'm worried that what I'm going to attempt to do could have like a bizrayu, like a shemetz, could have a little bit of arrogance. So I feel that it needs, before I do it, I have to bavern something. I have to answer something that it shouldn't be arrogance. And I want to explain something we're going to do. I developed a habit over the years that after a yomtiv, to speak about the yomtiv after the yomtiv. Of course, before, of course, during, but after. Why would you speak about Hanukkah? It's over now. We're in the year. I want to express what I'm doing, but it's very dangerous, and I feel the need to like give a disclaimer before we do it. And the disclaimer I want to say: when a yid with sincerity lights the menorah, it makes an impact. In a certain way, I suspect you don't have to help it so much. What are you taking away from it? I promise, I believe Hashem gave me a mitzvah to light the menorah. My neshama has been impacted. You lit your menorah, your neshama has been impacted. I believe that. More than you can help and assist, they're big things. And a mitzvah of Hashem, it doesn't take like a crazy amount of your effort. Like, well, if you then, I learned from the mitzvah and I applied it. So, doing the mitzvah loyally, our Ner Chanukah had a massive impact on our lives. I believe that. Massive. And it accomplished things way beyond me. I sense when we daven, I sense when my neshama prays, when I come to pray, that even when I don't relate a lot, when I'm like, I'm not connecting, my sense is these words are doing big things. And loyally saying the words that the Chachamim, the Hashem who told me to listen to Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, I sense it's doing big things. Now, a Baal Gaiva said, I don't see what it does. Do you know how your whole body works? Like, you know, the guy, I don't see, I don't feel. Do you know how your heart's working right now? Do you know how you're alive? You know that your body works? Do you feel all that? The answer is that you have an amazing body. I don't tell my heart where to send all the blood and the oxygen and crazy stuff's going on inside of me right now that I don't control, it works. The ruchniistic world is just as developed as the physical world. And I promise, doing mitzvahs, crazy stuff's going on. Now, you say I don't emotionally connect or know. Besides, I don't emotionally connect or know the chachma going on in my body. I didn't tell, I just ate lunch. I didn't tell my body where to put all the food. It's crazy stuff, crazy. And it puts like a little bit of this here by my fingers, some by the bones here, some. And I don't, no idea. I know, and then the stuff that my body doesn't want or need, it rejects. Crazy stuff going on. I'm not like very knowledgeable about the whole sugya, not very in touch, and I promise it's working fine. Well, the spiritual... Welcome home, Yankin. Welcome home, Yankin. Welcome home. The spiritual world works, and it doesn't mean I shouldn't learn it, find out about it, get in touch with it, but I have to give this disclaimer. The reason I like speaking after Yontiv about the Yontiv is because I want the impact to linger. I want to take and I want to be different from the Yontiv, but I want to express that even without my work, in 16 years, I will be different from this Chanukah. You know why? Because I loyally lit the Chanukah Neiris like I was commanded. And I firmly believe that it has a big impact, deeper than I can understand and know. I'm still curious to learn what's happening, what am I doing, what am I saying. But I want to express that there's an arrogance, like the sense, okay, I'm going to make it all work. Hashem's Ruach Niyasnik world works when you don't make it. We're like, my food, I ate lunch. I'm not like working right now. Here, I just ate. And I really want my body to put it in the right places. So let me explain to my body. Without my body, Hashem designed me. Yatzer es Adam b'chachma. Hashem designed me with tremendous wisdom. And my body knows what to do with the food it received. The ruchnius, the mitzvahs that we have, were I to be completely dumb, and I am quite so, and not know much about it, it goes to where it needs to go. And I want to express, Reb Nachman spoke a lot about tmimus, about a certain emunah, that the mitzvahs, like, it means something. Hashem was mitzvah, wasn't just telling me things, there's real stuff going on, and it impacts me keeping the mitzvahs. So I want to give that disclaimer. Before I talk, I do want to express what I want to take from Chanukah and what a work I'm going to try to do and be more cognizant, more aware of. So I want to share that with the Chevra, but I don't want to limit it. Also, if I learned a certain lesson from the Neiris and now I made a Kabbalah, so now, okay, now the mitzvah works without my Kabbalah and does a lot to me. I was loyal to Hashem's will. So I don't like arrogance. Arrogance is very bad. It's disgusting. Arrogance is arrogant. It's not nice. It's mamish tayeva. It's disgusting arrogance. So I want to express on a mitzvah is very powerful and does a lot. I still want to come back after Chanukah and discuss a little bit what I want to try to hold on to in the way I can, but completely confident that I'm holding on to a lot. Completely confident. You and I are different. We just lit the Ner Chanukah. I lit it for 8 nights. I kept it. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysav. The mitzvahs are mekadosh you and I, and bring a kedusha that's very serious. I believe that. And if somebody says, but explain, what does it do? Explain to me where the food goes. Explain it all to me. And the answer is, I don't know. My body just knows. There's a spiritual world. Now, you could study it. You could study it and understand things. And there's a gain in studying it. But I don't want arrogance. So the disclaimer to a shir after Chanukah on Chanukah, what are you doing, Kalish? What are you doing? Well, I'm trying to hold on. So if you do this, and we all like grab on to this lesson, then we hold on. Otherwise, Chanukah's gone. No. I lit the Ner Chanukah. It's going to places in me, in the world, in the Olamus that I believe is powerful. I still like to understand. And maybe I could help it in some way by focusing on something, by having learned. The mitzvahs of Hashem are machkimas pesi. The Torah makes stupid people smart. It makes unintelligent intelligent. So there's something I could absorb from the mitzvahs. And the last night of Chanukah, like every Zeis Chanukah, I was sitting by my neiris, and I was thinking hard. I wanted to connect to the neiris. I was connecting, and I was thinking. And I'd like to share something that occurred to me that I want to share with the guys here, because it could be meaningful to you in now, in a month, in 5 months. But I again want to express that we loyally did the mitzvah. Hashem is very powerful and does crazy stuff. What I want to share with the Chevra is it's remarkably bizarre that we light 1, 2, 5, 8. There's something so crazy going on. There was a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's one of the avodas, a mitzvah of lighting the menorah. Every night in the Beis HaMikdash, night one they lit 7, night two they lit 7, night three lit 7, night four, and by the way, 365, you light 7 neiris in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 7 candles, and you light them. The Ner Maravi could be stayed lit, you could learn the sugyas. There's 7 neiris in the Beis HaMikdash. Why, pray tell, are we lighting 1, 2, 3, 5, 8? What's happening? We had a miracle. For 8 nights, we had a miracle about the 7 candles. Now, the logical thing would be to light night one, seven candles, because we had a miracle with those candles. For some reason, Chazal made a takana derabanan, the most strange takana. Let's remember how many days we had this miracle for. It almost seems like a side thing. I had a miracle. Day one, I had a miracle. It was great. Sukkot, we sit in the sukkah. How long did we have the miracle of Anani HaKavod for? 40 years. Is that like in the mitzvah? You sit in a sukkah. Is part of the sukkah anything to do with 40? To remember? The amount of time the miracle was for is the Rabbanan always model it. Called the Taka Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. The amount of time that we have the mitzvah is inconsequential. It's no shaykhus. It happens to be 40 years. It's beautiful. I'm so appreciative. But we celebrate each night the miracle. On Hanukkah, night one, we had a miracle. Let's celebrate. Amazing miracle. But Chazal built in, let's celebrate the amount of time this miracle was for. Something is so strange. I was sitting there and I was like, what is happening? Why are we busy? How long? We got to eight the last night. Zayis Chanukah, now we got to eight. Eight was how long the miracle was for. The miracle is what I'm celebrating, not how long it was for. What are we busy with eight? Now, even night one, you're lighting one of eight. It hit me on night seven. Night seven, I was lighting seven. I got nervous. It's not so pasha to do seven. That's the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm doing seven. I was like, oh. So then I said to myself, you're really lighting eight. Seven I light and one I don't light. I'm counting. In Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel count to eight. One, two, three to eight. And Beis Shammai go eight to one. We're counting. See, even night three, I'm busy with eight. I light three of my eight. Four. What am I busy with eight? The Ner Chanukah, how long the Nes was for? That's cute. What shaykhus?
Rebbe wants to light seven every night?
I should light seven every night. That's what makes sense. What am I lighting? Why am I counting how long the miracle was for? What am I busy with eight? The miracle was seven candles burned. So light seven candles.
The whole. Wasn't one of those miracles that they found the oil in the first place?
I'm great. I'm happy there were 8 days of miracle. Why am I counting how many days of the miracle? The miracle was I had the seven eras. There's no such thing as eight eras. There's no such thing. Eight eras doesn't exist.
Time was part of the meaning. There was this.
Time has no right. So I needed the nace for 8 days. It's a sun. I needed the nace for 40 days. It has no shaykh as how long I needed the nace for. What shaykh is that I had the menorah. Baruch, thank you Hashem for the menorah. What shaykh is to how long?
Is that it lasted for 8 days.
The nace is at day two. I had a menorah. I didn't have one. I had a menorah. Day three, I had a menorah. The 8 days is punked how long we needed it for. It's not what to remember.
It's not meant to last that long. It lasts that long.
But day two, what's the miracle that we had neiris? Thank you, Hashem.
We got it. Day one, it was only naturally meant to stay.
Good. I'm happy. So day one was a miracle. So day two, we had a miracle. We had menorah. We should. That's great. Day three, great. It happens to be for 8 days, I had the miracle. Why are we putting in the nace how long I had it for? It was a nace. It's true it happened 8 days, and that's how long I needed it for. And I thank you, Hashem, for the nace. How long it was for became the whole mitzvah. What's going on? The nace is that we had neiris. We're so busy with how long we had it for is bizarre. I have no agenda. I promise you I'm sitting by my neiris. I'm just telling you a story. And I'm like, this is weird. The whole thing is how long? Why? Why am I busy? How long? Why? That's a side thing. I'm very glad I had an ace. Seven, the menorah. To the point that it confuses everybody, I tricked my kid. I asked the Israel mayor, day three, how many candles they light in the Beis HaMikdash? Day three of Chanukah, he's thinking. I don't remember. I think he's a very smart guy that I know. I think he figured out, what's a seven every night? We're just, somehow we built in, really, day two, you know what happened? We had the seven candles when we shouldn't have. So light seven candles. No, I want to talk about it. Let's forget about the Neiris, the seven. Do the seven, light seven every night. It confuses, ask a typical guy in yeshiva, how many Neiris were night three? Like three. None of that was seven, I promise. Night one, night two, night three, seven is how many Neiris you light. What are we doing? We're busy with how many days we had this. What are we busy with that? I appreciate we had the Neis 8 days. What happened was we had the Menorah. The Menorah 7. We like changed the mitzvah and got busy with eight. We dropped the seven and are busy with eight. What's happening? What's our menorah? If our menorah is that menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, there was never two, there was never four. There's something all messed up in the Beis HaMikdash for lighting seven, and we drop whatever they did, and now we're just busy with how many nights? Could we be busy with menorah? Menorah is seven lights. Be busy with menorah. We're busy counting how many days to the point that most people get confused. What's menorah? Menorah is in the Beis HaMikdash 7, I promise. Yehuda.
Yehuda's tining robe.
So Yehuda, very good. Yehuda says, some say this, when we came to the Beis Medrash, there was a menorah in the Beis Medrash. It was an electric menorah, and it had seven branches. Somebody broke off one of the branches. So Yehuda says, we're not allowed to do seven. That's the Beis HaMikdash. It's a shaila, is there an issur, Yehuda? I agree it's a mitzvah finding it. I like that we do eight. We had a miracle 8 days. What? It was a miracle 8 days. Why are we busy counting how many days? It's like
what?
So the Chevra said we don't want to do seven.
I hear.
Why are we busy the entire structure of the miracle? One second. It's true what you're saying, but why are we busy with that? Why are we busy with this? He's saying why it was a miracle 8 days. I'm asking why are we busy? Why are we busy how many days? Chevra, I promise I'm not an answer machine, and if the question doesn't bother you, I'm cool. If it does bother you, let the question take you on a journey. I sat there for a few hours contemplating this question. It's weird. What? No, I want to express my own journey. I promise you I'm not saying this is the answer. I don't know the answer. I know something weird is going on. I agree to you, then hit me on night seven. Night seven, I was like, oh, I just lit seven candles. That's the Beis HaMikdash. What am I doing? So no, I didn't light seven. Seven of eight. I start, what's happening? We ignore menorah, and I get you with this problem. We can't do menorah. There's no such thing as a menorah with one candle. Ain't davar kaze. Oh, but one night I had the miracle. What miracle? Menorah, I'm not doing menorah. Am I allowed to do menorah? Us here to do menorah. What's happening? Am I allowed to light a menorah? And by the way, it is the menorah. Because Aaron HaKohen is told, Aaron HaKohen had a certain chalishus. He had a frustration that he wasn't given to bring the karbanos during the inauguration of the Mishkan. And Hashem said, you have the menorah. The menorah is for all eternity. The menorah is even in galus. So it's called the same menorah. But it's not the same menorah. We don't even do that. We're not even allowed to do that. We never light seven. And what's happening? We made up a new menorah. What in the world is going on? We made a new menorah. We don't do that menorah. So what's our menorah? What's happening? This question, I'm not forcing a question. I'm telling you, staring at my menorah, I'm like, what is going on? What's happening? Chazal talked to us. The Torah talks to us. Hashem talks to us. We're doing something awfully weird. We had a menorah and we ignore the menorah. We're doing something different. We're busy counting how many days we got the menorah. So let's ignore the menorah and count how many days. What's happening? That's my question. Michal, fair question?
Very bothersome question.
I totally hear you. So maybe after the answer, you'll go back to Lenny. Yeah. So I want to express that, yeah. Martha said something. And I want to talk about this. Martha said, we're not remembering the menorah, remembering the miracle of the menorah. And I want to talk about that. That was the path that brought me places. Am I remembering the menorah? I had the menorah. So I'm remembering the miracle of the menorah. Now I want to speak. The remembering the 8 days is the remembering the nes of the menorah, the nes. I'm not remembering the menorah. I would light seven if I'm doing a zecher to the nes of the menorah. So I count the days of the miracle, but I want to express like this. This is what I want everybody to hear. And I think this is the sugya. We're going to do a little machshava. In machshava, seven represents the natural world. There's 7 days of the week. Seven represents, Binyamin knows the seven spheres, seven represents the natural order, the world of nature. Eight represents out of this world. Bris Mila's out of this world. It's the Yid who has an ois on his body that we're deeper and more than the world. We're shayich to eternity. To any single person, a girl called me up on Hanukkah, of course. She said, I just feel like it's a loop life. We're stuck in a loop. Like, is there meaning? Is there purpose? She was asking, she wants Nes, a connection to the eternal one, that we're shayich tashem, to the eternal. What we do is eternally relevant, a Nes, to live deeper and bigger than this world. We're in a world of nature that things just seem to go round and round. And Nes means we're shaykh. When we remember a miracle, the point of a miracle is not, oh my goodness, something crazy happened to me. A miracle means you experience God. We're shaykh to Hashem. The goal of a miracle is even to see Hashem in Teva. It's to connect to Hashem, a world of Nes. I connect to Hashem that's deeper than the world. Now watch this. Seven is the world, eight is deeper than the world. The Beis HaMikdash, this guy is going to claim, the Beis HaMikdash is a world of eight. It's not from this world. If you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 miracles every single day. It was a world of eight. It was the world out of this world. It did not feel like this world. It says about the Beis HaMikdash, Es Mikdashi Tira'u. There's an Inyan of Yira. Sham Navodcha B'Yira. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you experienced God. If a guy's emunah was weak, he walked to the Beis HaMikdash, he walked out. He was like, Hashem, oh my goodness. You walked out of the Beis HaMikdash, you were aware of the presence of Hashem. That's what the Mikdash was. There were crazy miracles 10 a day in the Beis HaMikdash. You routinely experienced Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not from this world. If we call the Mikdash a world of eight out of this world, the job in the Beis HaMikdash is to light seven fires, is to bring that which is out of this world into this world. That's the job of Mikdash. In Beis HaMikdash, they lit seven fires. Seven is this world. And the job was to take out of this world and be mashpia, impact. Light up. That's the job of the Mikdash. When you leave the Beis HaMikdash and you go home to your worldly existence, to your family, the job was to take, you've learned an otherworldly existence, and bring it into the world of seven. That was the job. We live in a world of seven, a world of nature. We work, we enjoy, we play ball, we make money, we live in this world, in a world of seven. The job in the world of seven is to light eight candles, is to somehow connect to a world out of this world. That's the job. Where you're seven, you're supposed to light eight. Where it's eight, you're supposed to light seven. The job in Mikdash, the job where there's eight is a world of eight. Where that, so there you light seven. The job is to impact the world of seven, the world of nature. Where you're seven, that's fine. There's instead of six, seven, we have seven, eight, Conan. Good. But in the world of seven, your job is to illuminate eight. Is to have eight. And we're busy with 8 days. Now, don't get confused, because the eight is busy with the Nes. The Nes is a world of ace, out of this world, direct from Hashem, Nes. We're busy, 1, 2, 3, we're counting the 8 days of Nes.
Why?
We're busy because our job in a world of Teva, and it's very exact Hanukkah. Hanukkah, you have the Yevanim, are very into the beauty of this world. We are not the opposite of Yavan. We're not. Yafdeli kim liyefes. Yefes has beauty. We are not the opposite. The world is beautiful. But the point of a Yid is to live higher. I remember feeling this. We were sitting in a water park with the Chevra this summer, a beautiful water park, and we stopped for mincha. We had a beautiful mincha in a water park upstate near Muncie or in Muncie. What? What water park are we at? Mountain Creek. We're at Mountain Creek Water Park. And at Mountain... It's an hour, I thought it was in Muncie. Okay. An hour away from Yale. And at Mountain Creek, we stopped for Mincha. And I just really felt... that the Yid is like out of this world. We're like in the world. We're with everybody else running on a water park, and the Yid stops for mincha. There's something deeper than this world. A Yid sitting with other people at work, and the Yid's careful not to steal. There's something deeper than this world. There's faith. There's honesty. There's halacha. There's minyan. We're deeper than this world. I'm watching, seeing the Goyim are threatening to throw us out. The right has turned against it. It has shaken me up. That the right, it always was like there were people on the far left that were anti-Yidden, and the right was like, Ki'ilu, our party. All of a sudden, people on the right are like saying the Jew, they're saying scary stuff, like really scary and crazy stuff. And they're throwing us out, and I chap, they're shluchim of Hashem. The Jew is not in this world. Now, I'm not, it's dangerous what they're doing, but it's obvious to me, it's a reminder. Ani Yehudi, I'm a Yid. A Yid's not from this world. We're in this world. We're shaykh to seven, but we're people who light eight. That we have a mission, we're Yidden. We're people who pray. We're people who are honest. We're people who have mitzvahs Hashem. We're people who live like connected to the Eternal One, connected. We're in this world, very in the, and you, and by the way, from the seven we get there. From a space of seven. From a world, from within this world, we're people. This is Mila. I was Zeiche. My wife and I was Zeiche. One of the reasons Svarim bring their 8 days of Hanukkah is the Yevanim were geyser against three things. Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. Every single Hanukkah has Rosh Chodesh in it. Every single Hanukkah has Shabbos. The eight is Keneged Mila. My wife and I were Zeiche that our son's bris was on the 8th day of Hanukkah. We made a bris Mila on Hanukkah. And Hanukkah's eight is Mila, that a Yid is Shayach to add of this world. The guy, there's a line of Reb Chaim Volozhin that if the Yid doesn't make Kiddush, the guy makes Havdalah. If you don't chap that we're designed to be loyalists to Hashem, the guy reminds, if you don't make Kiddush, the guy makes Havdalah. And it's obvious, if the guy kicks us out, we've been kicked out of every place we went. And the kicked out is a truth that we're separate. We are separate. It's a truth. Because we have a mission. We like Goyim a lot. I like Goyim a lot. I respect Goyim tremendously. They're Tzelem Elikim. A Yid has a mission. We're loyalists to Hashem. We have a unique mission to bring eight to the world. Bris Mila, we're loyalists to Hashem. The Yid stops at the water park. What are you guys doing? We're davening Mincha. I remember I've shared this with the Chevra. Reb Matisyo Solomon, he asked Yidden to come to Shea Stadium to gather for a meeting about technology. When he spoke most of the speeches, most of the speeches at Reb Matisyo's gathering were in Yiddish. One of the Yidden who spoke in English said, I want to speak to the security detail, to the Goyim there. There were a couple of thousand Goyim. And he said that I want to tell you who we are. And he announced to the Yidden, who are we, you crazies? You're gathered at Shea Stadium where people come to gather and see home runs. And you're here to worry about technology? Are you like weirdos? You're worried the phone's dangerous? Who are we? He described the people who were given a special covenant with Hashem, who are the people of eight, who are meant to announce to the world as Hashem that we're shayach to something out of this world, a Yid, a Yehudi, a people loyal to Hashem. We're shayach to out of this world. That's who we are. I don't daven with minyanim on planes. I don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea. And I remain not think it's a good idea. But when I see Yidden daven on a plane, and when I get daven by my seat, I daven by my seat on a plane. I don't think you should block the aisles. But when a Yid davens, we're people in this world. We're on the plane running to visit our kids. We're part of this world, but we're shayach to out of this world. From seven, we light eight. From a world of seven, through the seven, through people that are in this world, but we light eight. And that's the essence of our people. People who have an ice, a bris, a connection to Hashem. People who are loyal to Hashem, his mitzvahs, his Torah, his people. There's something, Ani Yehudi, I'm a Yid. It's what I am. And we're people from within the seven who light eight, who are busy with eight, who are busy with nes. The busy with nes is we're shayach to Hashem, to a world higher than this one. to something deeper than the world. And within the world, we find those things. We all sit down, have a nice meal, but we make a bracha rishayna. We bench, we make a bracha achrayna, nes. We're people, shayach tashem. We're in the world. We're also sitting at a restaurant. We're careful. When we come off a plane, we look for the kosher store. We're people that are in this world. We're going to eat too, but I can't eat there. No. Can't eat there. Hashem doesn't let me eat that. No, can't eat there. No. I'm in this world, but I'm shayach to out of this world. I'm shayach to the creator of the world. People of eight. People of eight. There's a world of eight. In the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to announce Hashem's existence. You don't have to light eight. The whole Mikdash was a place of eight. Hashem's existence was evident and obvious. From there, your job is to illuminate seven. In the Beis HaMikdash, your job is to light seven, to say what I've learned here, what I've absorbed here, I want to bring into a world of seven.
Wow!
When you're in the world of seven, your job's light eight. That's what I want to express. I want to express to the guys coming out of Hanukkah. Thank you.
I have. Why don't we light eight every night?
What?
Why don't we light eight?
We are lighting eight every night. We're talking about the miracle. We're lighting towards eight.
Right. The miracle was that it lasted for 8 days. We're focused on the miracle, right?
The miracle, focus on the miracle is...
It lasted at night.
It's a fair question.
No, but there's a miracle that happened the first day, there's a miracle that happened the second day.
It's a fair question. It's a very fair, it's a fair question. It's fair. I don't know why we don't light eight every night. I don't know. We're busy with eight every night. See, when I light two, it's counting towards eight. But I don't know why they didn't just say eight. I don't know why they didn't just go right away to eight. I do not know. But we're busy with eight every night. But I don't know why not eight every night. It could be that wouldn't bring out. It could be. I don't know. I like moments. Welcome home, Morty. Welcome home. Welcome home. Menachem's back. Welcome home to Menachem Bliskow. Welcome home. Menachem, bring your guitar here. Do we have one here? We have one here. Whose is that? Is that true? That's why they're busy with the nace. That's why they're busy with counting how many days we have the nace. The goal is to focus on nace. As much as you can.
Focus on the eight or the
nace? I say eight is just an eight. Even the word eight means out of this world. Eight itself is just an eight.
How does that answer this question? Why do they choose to do eight
days? What I'm saying is here we're focused on nace. We're supposed to focus on nace. We're focused on teva and the menorah, and we're focused on nace. It's two different emotions.
So is our menorah the same one as the menorah?
It comes out not exactly. It's the job of our menorah. Their menorah's job is to take the eight and illuminate on seven. Take seven and give them.
What song?
Yeah.
Are you on the Don't you like that one?
I don't know what song.
Do you know the one? What do you
want? The song I wrote.
You have a song you wrote? I didn't do
it. He's going to do one of his own. What, Menachem, welcome Menachem back. Do one of your own.
Still very much in the making.
Where have you gone, my shining light? Where are you now, by my side? For all those years, my guiding light, where are you now, by my side? And I know you are you watching me from my papa so carefully. Where have you gone? We need you here. Still I know you're watching me from up above so carefully.
We'll do that. Is it?
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there. Lely's ready. Ezra, it's good to have you back. Ezra, very good to have you back. I wanted for a minute, then Lely wants to get the second Seder. I want to share something from Rabbanim of Sheska for 1 minute, Lely, for a minute. Things we're learning in the Torah have a remarkable, remarkable depth. Everybody understands that. And stories we're learning could be learned on many, many levels. The Torah is emes, and it's our reality, it's the reality we're in. And I want to share something that Rabbanim said. In Yehuda, very contrasted to Yosef. All of us study the story of Yosef HaTzadik's Nisayon. Yosef HaTzadik is tempted by Eshes Potifera, and he doesn't sin. He remarkably, in an otherworldly anase, he's Oymed b'Nisayon, and he doesn't sin. In contrast, in the very same parsha, Yehuda is confronted with an Nisayon, and apparently Yehuda sins. In the same parsha, Parshas Vayeshev, Yehuda sins with Tamar. He does some sin with Tamar. So contrasted to Yosef HaTzadik, who holds out and doesn't sin, Yehuda sins. Yehuda and Yosef are two huge lights in our people. Yosef HaTzadik is the light of he who doesn't sin, who remains pure. And Yehuda is a light of a Yid who quote-unquote sins and does tshuva. Tzadka mimeni, he does tshuva. Yehuda does tshuva. So you have Yehuda and Yosef. In Parshas Vayigash, this coming week's parsha, Yehuda confronts Yosef, is two bechinas of our people. There's the bechina of that which is pure, untainted, untouched, and there's that's Yosef HaTzadik, and bechina of Yehuda, who sinned and did tshuva. Whose son is Yehuda? Is Leah's son. Leah is the aim, whose main son, I say main because Yehuda becomes the king of Klal Yisrael. He is the Yer Mishpatech, his job is Layasir Shevet Me Yehuda. He's the Melech. So Leah's main son is Yehuda. Whose Rachel main, whose oldest son is Yosef. So Rachel, Leah. Yaakov Avinu wants Rachel, and what does he get instead? Leah. And you think that's a one-time mistake. At every chasna, we have the first part before the chuppah. What do we have? We have what's called in Yiddish the badekin. The badekin, to badek means to cover. The badekin is to cover, and the chasna covers the kala. Why does he cover the kala? To remember Rachel and Leah. One second, don't cover her. You want Rachel. No, cover her, and you're going to get Rachel and Leah. What's happening? At every chasna, we reenact a terrible story. Yaakov Avinu Yehuda wanted whom? Leah. He wanted Rachel, and who does he get? Leah. What's Leah? What's Rachel? And not just that it happened once, he was fooled by Lavan. At every wedding, I like speaking to Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda and Yosef. Yosef, at every chasna, what does the chasna do to his kala? He covers. Is he stupid? He wants Rachel. Covers. Why are you covering? That was a trick. That didn't end well for us. What happened when Rachel was covered? It ended up being Leah. Yaakov was fooled. You know what it means to get the wrong wife? He wanted Rachel, he got Leah. Who comes from Rachel? Who's Rachel's child? Yosef HaTzadik. Who's Leah's child? Yehuda. What's Yehuda? Sin and then working to perfection. That's Leah's child. Who's Rachel's child? Yosef, perfection, no sin. No sin, purity, untainted, is Yosef HaTzadik. Yehuda in this week's parsha confronts Yosef. Vayigash, I love Yehuda. There's a confrontation. Yehuda and Yosef. Who's Mashiach come from, my friends? The two Mashiachs. From who? Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben Yehuda. Which Mashiach's the final Mashiach? Yehuda. Yosef dies. Mashiach ben Yosef dies. What's the ultimate thing? Is the one who was tainted and worked through. What every chassan saying about the kala is, I want Rachel, but I accept Leah. Leah's the working towards. We all have a story, and we fall and make mistakes. In every person is Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef is that which is pure. It's important to remember both parts. Yosef is, how many people think there's no such thing as Yosef? I'm a sinner, I've messed up. There's a part of a person, Eloi Kei, Neshama Shenasata Bi Torahi. Hashem, I have a purity. There's an untouched part of me that remains pure, untainted. That's Yosef. That's Bechinas Yosef. in our people there's an untainted part that remains pure. That's Yosef HaTzadik. And there's Yehuda, that part which has gone through a journey, which has made mistakes, and it moves. The ultimate purpose is Yehuda. He's the ultimate Melech, the ultimate Mashiach. That part that's gone through and worked through and had difficulties, that's the Yehuda part of, that's Rachel, that's Leah. Every chassan says he thinks he's marrying Rachel, but he accepts Leah. People have stuff and have a history and have things. It's the process towards, we're working towards, the part that's processed towards perfection. So he marries Rachel and Leah. Every person marries Rachel and Leah. Every person is Yosef and Yehuda. There's the part that's pure, that's untouched, that remains pure, and the part that works towards. So this is the Bechena of Yosef and Yehuda. What? That he wants Rachel, he knows how amazing she is, but he accepts Leah, even what I don't see. That which is tainted and working towards, we're human beings. We have things and a story and a journey. Now, what I want to say about Yehuda, and specifically Yehuda, remember Yehuda is the journey. So I want to share something Rabbanim of Pshescha said, and specifically in this strange, like, it's almost like weird, the Torah doesn't speak about many friends. It talks about two people in the Torah, in the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Avram Avinu had friends, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, Balei Bris Avram. Avram Avinu has these three friends. Yehuda speaks about a friend. Yehuda has this friend. Vayishlach Yudas Gidei Ha'izim Biyad Reyeyu Ha'adulami. He has this friend. He has this friend, and he sends something in his friend the Adulami. It's called Chira Adulami. Now, what is this about this friend? Rabbanim of Pshescha said Yehuda is talking here where he did a sin, quote unquote. And it speaks about his friend, said Rabbanim of Pshescha, every single person should have one friend who knows their secrets, who knows their stuff. That's what Rabbanim said. And the Torah specifically by Yehuda, who's the story of the one who goes through challenges and even mistakes and processes to tremendous perfection, and specifically by Yehuda, and specifically by the place of his chet, it speaks about his friend, Chira HaDulami. This person who was the friend of Yehuda was part of his secret. And Rabbanim said that every single Yid Hashem's telling us in our journeys, through our mistakes, in our mistakes, should have a friend that you megala, that you reveal, that's in with you, that understands. That's what Rabbanim said. I thought it's an amazing Imek had to study Torah. I was like, Yehuda had a friend, like history. That's not what's happening here. And specifically, there were many Shvatim, there was to speak about Yosef HaTzadik's friends. I'm sure Yisachar had a friend or two, too. And Reuven also. But specifically by Yehuda, and specifically in the journey of Chet, it speaks about Yehuda's friend, Ha'adulami, Chira Ha'adulami. This friend of Yehuda. And Rabbanim saw in this that a person should have a friend, a Megala. They share, who encourage, who knows. It's not a secret. It doesn't have the shame factor. A friend who understands, who encourages, who's there. That's what Rabbanim of Pshescha brilliantly said. I wanted to share with the Chevra. I consider this yeshiva a place of a bastion, a fortress of honesty. And I love the way guys share with each other, that there's friendship, honest friendship. Two friends share. They share. They don't just embrace the journey alone. They share with somebody. They connect to somebody. It's interesting. At graduation one year, Michal's brother, Meshulam, spoke. And Meshulam said that the world of honesty allows for friendship. You can express, you can share. We're human beings. I want to express that it's not punk that Yehuda has a friend. And Rabbanim is explaining that a person in their struggles should have a friend. I want to express that allows for friendship. In a world where we cover up our humanness, the price is friendship. Two people are just trying to be perfect. That the price of that is friendship. Meshulam spoke about this, where people can be imperfect and have nisyonos, have a need for friendship, and in that space they actually have friendship. I'm worried, I'm scared, I'm struggling. In that space, they have friendship, they have closeness. In that space, where they can share, where there can be difficulties, that's the main space. And that space of vulnerability is the space of friendship. So it's cool that Yehuda, in the Torah, Yehuda in his journey is where we're spoken about his friend. He sends Biyad Reyehu, a friend who was with him in the struggles, in the battles, in the success. I wanted to share that with people that are very, very shaykh to friendship. I have learned from the guys here a lot. I've learned a lot from the guys here. I've learned courage. I went to my Rebbe before he passed, and I had never spoken to him so honestly in my life. But because of the guys, I said, guys, they are so honest, Kalish. You just say, Rebbe, knock it off and be open to him. I was the most honest I ever was with my Rebbe. About 2-3 years before he left, I was tremendously honest, and I got a lot from it, and that's thanks to the guys. And the way the guys share with each other in openness and honest, not public, with one friend, with two friends, the way the Chevra shares and is courageous, that builds friendship, it allows for friendship, that is allows for success in those friendship. And fascinating, in the Torah, the one who Rabbanim sees, that the Torah sees the need for friendship and the possibility of friendship, is Yehuda on his journey, his struggles, his quote-unquote chet. In there, he picks up a friend along the way that he's talking to. That's a bar side that's with him on his secret. So I wanted to share that Rabbanim. I love the way Rabbanim learns Torah. It's like magical, the way he learns Torah. The way he sees in the parasha.
This is the first time you hear about Mamre Yosef when everyone gets has a person going to be like,
Interesting. Why there it speaks about Aner Eshkol and Mamre, I have to like be misplaying on that. It's interesting. But here it speaks about the friend. Thank you, sir. He knows he's like with him on it because he sends to her. He's with him. He's with him in the problem. If you read the psukim, this friend is like very with him in what's going on.
Okay.
Chevra, I appreciate it. I wanted to welcome. There are some welcomes.
Let's go.
Welcome from Eretz Yisrael Yehuda Shomron to Yeshiva.
Welcome.
It's a little. It's a little like weird. Welcoming Yehuda here is like almost inappropriate. His brother-in-law Shuha Dembitzer, so he should welcome us here. He's a kavua here already. But welcome back home, Yehuda Shomron. Schoenberg. Yehuda Schoenberg. So I welcome Yehuda to Yeshiva. I want to welcome to Yeshiva, also welcoming this next one. His brother was here for years, one of Revezi's closest Talmidim. But welcome A.Y. Rosen. It was hard for the whole Yeshiva. Revezi would speak to Yael only in Ivrit, and we would all try to figure out what they were saying to each other.
No, we're not Gishmash.
not done at all. So I want to welcome Yoel's brother. Yoel will be known as AY's brother, but AY Gross, welcome to Yeshiva AY. And then I'm looking for Tzviki. Where's Tzviki?
Went to get something.
Oh, Tzviki went to get something, but there was Tzviki Skolnick is here in Yeshiva. I would welcome Tzviki. I want to welcome Rifo. Welcome Rafi back to Yeshiva. Welcome back, Rafi. Hello. Simon's back. There are some other new Chevra, but we will welcome back Yisrael Koenig. Welcome back home. Good to have you back, Yisrael. Very good to have you back. Is Yatz still here?
No, I love.
Tomorrow, just coming attractions. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, for those that know Eli David will certainly want to be here. Those that don't know him, you'll get to know him. He's going to come tomorrow and play music, Eli David. His music is spectacular. He learned here for years, and his music is gorgeous. He's going to come tomorrow to perform. He'll come from Israel to perform. Yeah, so have you heard his stuff? If you didn't hear his stuff, you could look online, Hit Nari. Just put out... Yeah, Hit Nari, you heard Hit Nari? Yeah. Eli is very, very talented. He's coming tomorrow. Shleima is coming home tomorrow, so we'll have Shleima and Eli together. That will be quite the treat. We're going to start. Whoever wants to join Second Seder, it's going to be 5:20 in 10 minutes. Not right now, because I have to get Second Seder right to Shimon. You guys are not invited to Second
Seder. You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.